Hey! Hey guys! Sorry, I'm a little extremely noisy this afternoon. Okay, I don't even know why I'm making so much noise. Hi guys, what's up? Yeah, Let's Get Real has been quiet for a while. It's been a minute. I'm still sorting out my guests, and because I'm still sorting them out, I decided, you know what? How about another random one? But today is not so random. It's not so random. It's something I've been thinking about. Okay. 2022 smells good. Honestly, it smells really good. I mean, a lot of good things have been happening. A lot of good things are coming my way. And I thank God. Honestly, I'm really grateful to the heavens, you know, to the universe, to fate, to the world, to karma, to whatever you believe in, you know. All of them are the same thing. The one and the same thing. The invisible hand that controls everything that happens around us. So, for some people, they believe it's science, others it's fate, others it's God. I believe it's God. Yeah. So things have been happening well, and I don't want to jinx them, but I really, really, it's good to be appreciative of the little things. I mean, that's why we are unhappy, and I don't want to be unhappy. I want to be a happy person. I'm a really happy guy. So January is almost coming to an end. We are down to the very last 1 week. That's a beautiful thing. It's an amazing thing. You know, we get to do what we can. The year moves. I think after January, the year just takes another toll and just starts running towards the end. I mean, 2021 passed on so fast. Sometimes I sit down and get photos from then, and I'm like, wow, seems like a lifetime ago. But that's that, and we're moving, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's an amazing thing. I myself am growing, and I'm enjoying life. Currently, I'm going through a script, preparing pre-production for my next film. I don't know if you've watched my first two films. I did Shadow. It's live on YouTube. The link will be at the description. You know, go watch Shadow. Yeah, it's my first film, my first work with Casa Rafael. Then the second one, Encircled, is out also. But that one, you'll have to buy the link. The link goes for only 100 shillings. I mean, I was thinking about a price to set, and I was like, 100 shillings is perfect, because this thing is online. So you watch it from your house, you watch it from your phone, you get to show your friends, and you get to tell me, you see, this is a trial run. I want you to tell me, are we doing a good job? Is there anything that you feel that we should improve? Because those are the things that grow us. I mean, I was telling somebody that when I turned a year older last year, I have never felt younger. And by feeling younger, I mean, I have never felt like I have time to make the mistakes that I want to make before I actually get what I want, before I actually master what I want. I like, the way I feel now, come on, throw anything at me, I'm gonna take it. You know, because right now I feel, you know, life has now told me, oh, you know what, Lewis, let's do this. Do what you want. If you do it well, if it accepts you, we move. If it doesn't, you start again, you know. It's no point in starting to being so worried about certain things, you know. Sometimes I'm in my house, it's weekend, it's probably Friday or Saturday, and I'm chilling. And I'm wondering, wow, dude. You're supposed to be out there having fun. But then I'm like, having fun, why? For what reason? You know, I'm chill. I just want to relax in the house. I just want to do me. And it feels good. Yeah. And as it feels good right now, I am perfectly excited about the good things that are coming my way. Not yet confirmed, but there is hope that this time, at least now, finally, I'm finishing school. It's been a long, long journey. 7 years now. Wow. What now? What can I say? What can I say? You try, you struggle, you just manage or not. Eventually, something good comes. And I'm happy. Now, on to my main topic today. Today, I just have something that has been bugging me for a while. Now, I have been told before that I am rude. Okay, those specific words have not been used, but these are the words that have been used. Lewis, mbona haunisalimiangi? So I have been asked before. And knowing me ni mchokozi. You know, I'm a very stubborn guy. Me, I'll see you seated alone somewhere, and I'll come and just start talking to you for nothing, for no reason. But I also don't greet people. On the streets, sometimes I see somebody, and one thing I'm really, 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 really grateful for being able to wear shades. Because they mean I can pass you on the street and pretend that I haven't seen you. Yet I saw you, but I don't want to say hi to you because I don't want to. I mean, there's nothing to talk about. Just even that lifting of the hand or just saying that hi, sometimes to me it's too much work. Because it seems like I want you to notice me. You greet me also. I mean, be like, hey, let me say hi. Good. I don't have to be the one to say hi. So if you tell me, so somebody told me that on Saturday. I'm like, Lewis, by the way, you nisalimiange. I'm like, yeah, by the way, sikusalimiange. But don't feel bad, it's not personal. Sisalimianangi. Sipendi salabu. I just don't like greeting people. It's not even the physical, the handshaking. I'm talking about saying hi. Even that, I don't like it. It's not fun. There is nothing. Unless we have something to converse about, there's no point. It's like small talk. You ever try to chat with somebody and then the conversation is just so dragged. Like, it's so boring. Oh, come on. And now it also comes to a point where I have actually been told at home that I don't talk to people. You know, we're living in the same house, but me and Peter too. I do that. And I'm okay with it because sometimes I really don't want to talk to people. I just want to talk to myself. You know, just me saying hi to me. Me feeling me. Just me telling me how me feels. Probably one of the reasons I really enjoy staying in my house alone. So I don't know. I don't take it personal if maybe somebody doesn't say hi. Sometimes we are, you know, we are all weird. A friend of mine has just written on her status that I don't want anybody right now. Y'all are weird and liars. So I really had to comment. I was like, hey, makasiriko ya nini tena? She's like, see makasiriko, it's true. I was like, I can neither agree nor disagree, but it is true. Human beings are a lot of work. I keep saying that. I keep saying that, hey. I think that's why even God hid in the clouds. It's like, these people, But then onto other things that actually don't make sense. I don't know if it makes sense or not. It was just funny. What if oxygen is a poisonous gas and it only takes about 75 to 100 years to kill you? And what if aliens have actually discovered the planet Earth, but then we are considered the death breathers, you know, like, because we breathe death and we're okay with it. And for them, they're like, we can't go there because those people are weird. Why are they breathing death? And why do they breathe poison and they're okay with it? Well, it's just a lot. So that's let's get real. That's me just being random. I don't know. I don't have much to say. It's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful life. I'm loving it. I'm loving every single thing that that has to do with it. So what can you say? We move on, right? I've put together something. Okay, two different recordings of two different times, of two different moods, of two different me's, you know, two different ways of getting real. Because one thing about getting real is the fact that you have to understand that you'll not always be at your best, and you'll have to understand that certain times, certain days, certain moments are not just your best. You know, you're at your low moments, you're at your high moments. And I've said this before, and I'm gonna say it again. They change and they vary with time, and because of the way they change, that is why even our opinions sometimes change, our thoughts on certain things sometimes change. Because at one point you thought about something and you didn't like the way it was, but then at another point you think about it and it actually makes sense this way. And as it does, because now that way you change the way you think, the way you view certain things. There's this book called Africa Kills Our Sons. It's a very short story. It's actually about 6 pages long, on a 4 document. Africa kills her sons, and the son is S-U-N. And the point was, it was a letter by a prisoner who was just about to be executed. I don't remember, I think it was a fictional story. But it's a very, very interesting story. Because it tells the story of how Africa kills her men, you know, and puts them down and all that. And when you think about it, you think about situation, and there's something that is usually said inside that book. That, you see, because I'm in this situation, or because of the situation that you're in, you feel like I have done wrong. Let's bring this home a little bit. You always think about a thief. Okay, maybe. Think about two countries fighting each other. Okay? And now soldiers have taken an oath. And so they're going to fight. And so they're going to fight each other to the death. Okay, you know, you go out there and you know you may not come back. And you're going to kill the enemy. So these are two men. He just woke up one morning, decided, you know what, I'm leaving my family. I'm going to enlist as a soldier. And then one day you get sent to war. And then these are two men from different sides. Just normal, maybe in their 30s. You know, they're strong. You know. And they go and they fight and they die. They kill each other. Okay? Two. They're dead, both of them. And you think about them and you think about that situation. You see that person, I only think you're bad because of the situation that I am placed in that places me in a position to only see you as a bad person. We are in a political year, and right now a lot of hatred is in the air. Why? Not because people actually hate each other, but because I want to beat you. So I have to do whatever it takes to put you down. That was not even the main point of my rant today. But it's important to think about the situations. I've actually just listened to that other recording before I pressed record on this one, because I wanted to know, you know, what did I talk about? And now I can remember. But that's that. This is a beautiful year, and I've already said 2022 smells good. But in real sense, not beautiful to everyone. I've always said it, that maybe when the year was beginning for you, you are celebrating, wherever you are, you are shouting Happy New Year. Somebody did not even notice that the year has passed. You know, it's not their choice. It's just the way life is. And why not? It doesn't have to be the same. We are currently doing rehearsals for virtual reality. I've said you guys need to get tickets. By the Tuesday, we're having a flash sale on Tuesday for buy one, get one free for the Friday show. And then on Sunday, we are doing buy five at 4,000. Yeah, so you should take advantage of that. I guess these rants get to a point, and sometimes I wonder about them. You know, these randoms, they're not usually anything, they're just thoughts that are things that have ran through my mind. I've been rewatching Big Bang Theory. Specifically, one of the reasons why I've been rewatching is so that I can read all of Chuck Lorre's vanity cards. And those vanity cards, sometimes, like yesterday, I post for one, and I hated myself for that, because it began this way. I want to thank you for pressing pause on your video player right now. And then I was like, really, Chuck? Really? Anyway, yeah. So I've been just seeing them, and those vanity cards are so random. You know, they're just random, and they're just random thoughts that he writes down. So for me, I just do these random thoughts that I just speak, because sometimes when I'm speaking, I say more than I would if I was writing, because you know, written work is well thought out. You have thought about the language you're gonna use, the kind of terms you, the terminologies that you want to use, such you can deliver it in a certain mood. But with voice cues are just voice cues. You listen to my voice, you'll know if I'm happy, if I'm excited, if I'm bored, if I'm high, if I'm drunk. You can tell anything just from my voice. And I like it. And I like that. And that is what excites me most about having to do these things and doing them as I do them randomly. And about the randoms, and about why I'm talking about the randoms, when was this? On Friday, I did the other thing a few days ago. Then on Friday, I happened to meet some very interesting characters, some very interesting human beings. I was from a meeting, and then after the meeting, we decided, hey guys, let's grab a jug or two per person and see where we can head for the night. So when we got to where we were playing pool and drinking, I meet these two human beings, okay, these two gentlemen, and we get talking. And interestingly enough, we can actually get together and work on something. And now we have plans, of course, to move on. And, you know, it rotates around Let's Get Real and Hope City Radio. So as we move on. And actually, it also entails Casa Rafael. Oh my goodness, everything is working out. Everything is coming down as I have been hoping. And that is it. And I've been attracting the right kind of people. And I'm loving it. And so as we grow, because the other day I was going through, oh my goodness, you will not believe this. I was going through my dashboard and my analytics. And right now we are in Brazil, you know, in Monrovia. I actually want to pull down that list because I'm excited. And we are moving and we are growing. And the most important thing is, I keep telling you that as much as you believe in yourself, that is the match that you can go. It doesn't matter what kind of thing you're doing, as long as you're doing it with a clean heart and you know you're good at it, why not go? You know, blow up the place. Let everybody think about you, let everybody talk about you, let people be like, wow. Oh yeah, I was reading the list of the countries in which I have been had, even if it's by less than 1% of you. You know, we're gonna start somewhere. Australia, Serbia, Romania, Qatar, Guatemala, Canada, India, Brazil, Monrovia, United Kingdom, Mauritius, Germany. Ah, how did we get a 4% in Germany? United States and Kenya, of course, Kenya leading. And I'm loving it, and I'm thankful, because after all, it's a good thing. So go to Spotify, listen, share with your friends. It's exciting. And we are going, and we talk about, I keep asking you, send me topics, ask me questions. I give you my number. Huh? And wherever you are, just send me something. Ask, find a way of contacting me. Let's talk. Let's get this conversation started, and let's keep it going until a whisper is no longer a whisper. I love choir. I keep telling you guys, I love choir. And there was this time we were just singing, so we were very many tenors. And you know, tenor is that voice, that my voice, it's very loud. Tenor is actually very loud. Soprano is very high pitch. Bass is just lost down there somewhere. Sometimes I try to hit those notes and I can't. I just can't. You look at everything else and you're like, wow. So tenor is very loud. So sometimes we are so many, we are like 10 tenors, and they're like, there's like 5 sopranos, 3 basses, you know, 6 altos. And so tenor is over everyone else. So what are we told? Whisper. So we sing in whispers, and those who know me, you know I don't whisper, and I don't know how to whisper. But we sing in whispers, but that whisper is not just a whisper, because we are many. And that is it, the power in numbers. I keep telling you, let us keep these conversations. Some of these conversations that I try to get real about, and it's just something, I'm seated in a matatu somewhere, and I listen to a mama and a makanga fight. You know, like one day I was in a matatu to headed to Key West. And on my way to Kaha West, there's this mama who wanted to put the mat. And then, amekuja na mtu wake wa mzigo. Juu mtu wa mzigo ndo amebeba mzigo. It was a very heavy load. Jeliko metoka soko. So this guy is in bad mood. The woman is in a bad mood, and the Makanga, the Matatu that we are in, is in a bad mood. So three people are in a bad mood. They brought their bad moods to each other, and now you know what that happens? It's an explosion. And I think about it, and you know, you just sit and you're wondering, you know, there is no cause for the conflict that is caused there, that actually arises from there. There is no cause. It's actually, why? For what reason? But yeah, it has happened. So you think about it and you're like, huh, the society that we are in. Today somebody will get hit on the road and nobody will stop. I'm sorry, I have also driven past an accident. Not because of anything, but because I know where I'm headed. And I don't know what is happening to you. I don't even know whether you've called for help or not. But that's the thing. We are so many people on this planet that we have forgotten the basic thing about being human. And being human is about being helping another human being. I mean, isn't that how we meet people? Isn't that how we get to know each other? Nobody was born knowing the other person. But yet, you find that because somebody's a stranger, you avoid them, you judge them, and actually judge them harshly. Ah! Just because somebody's a stranger, somebody comes to you asking for help, and you don't even want to offer it because that person is a stranger. I don't know you. This evening, somebody has just sent me a YouTube link. You know, YouTube links are being sent all over because, well, everybody's creating content, hoping that their content is going to entice the world, and maybe they're going to make something out of it. And that is it. That is the thing about trying. And somebody sent me a link for a YouTube video. I've not even viewed it yet. But the first thing I asked was, what is your name? Or who are you? And I was like, hey, whenever you're sending somebody a link, make sure you introduce yourself. I don't know if I usually send very good. But they tell me about the kind of links I send. Yeah, sometimes I just broadcast them. Somebody once told me that, hey, broadcasting like this will not get you views. But, well, for that specific episode, a good, very good number of people listen. What I'm saying is, well, I just do me. I was like, next time, start with your name. Introduce yourself in a way. Let somebody want to see the kind of work you have there. So, as I keep ranting, because, man, it's a wild world out here. But it's a world. Tofaya nini lazima tuishi. Yeah? You just have to. Yeah? So, you do you. You keep living, keep being happy. Keep enjoying life. I mean, just human beings around here trying to get somewhere, right? Yeah. So you do you. Have a nice time. It's 2022. Make sure that you go for what you want. That is the thing about election year. Go for what you want. What do you want? Go for it. Is there anybody telling you that you cannot? Them. Go for it. Ta. As always, it's always a pleasure to have my voice all over your phone. Keep listening, yeah, as you're doing your thing, right? Yeah, let's get real and make sure you tell me something. Bye, everybody.